Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Recently had a list released of some of the most popular boys and girls' names of 2020. Obviously, Charlotte and
Oliver. It's always the same ones, though.
It is.
Doesn't seem to change much.
Who's voting on this?
Mm.
What is going on here? But obviously, following a list like that, there has to be a list of some of the names that have been banned or the names that are inappropriate, possibly.
Are there ones that aren't allowed for legal reasons?
There's a certain couple of words that are unallowed for legal reasons, whilst I've got a list in front of me of names that have been banned, that you're not allowed to name your child these things in Australia. Some of them, I don't even know what they mean, so I have to be careful just in case it's all of a sudden there's some sort of urban dictionary meaning behind one of these words that seems like it's harmless or something like that. So I'll just go through a couple of these ones that have been banned that I'm aware of. One of them that's banned, Nutella.
Okay, I was wondering about this. I was thinking, like, can you name your kid, like, after a food product in the hope of maybe, like, you know, getting a free feed down the track somewhere? Because if that was the case, like, I would just name my kid KFC.
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? And people would give me, you know, grief over it. Why'd you name your kid, like, KFC? And I'd just be like,
it's like, must have been after a big night.
You know what I mean? It's like, I'm getting free chicken, baby. That's why I named my kid KFC.
If there was a deal where if you didn't name your child after KFC, I'm sure someone would probably do that. There was one with Domino's, if you named your kid Dom.
That's right. Yeah, recently, I remember that.
There could be something like that. Facebook is a name. You can't name your child Facebook.
Okay.
That one's been... I don't know why you'd want to do that anyway.
No, Twitter is a much better name. Works for a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Call me a Twitter.
Just the at symbol. Like when you go at Hotmail, the at symbol. Can't
that
name your
sounds
kid that.
Like what Elon Musk would name his second child, but yeah, that just makes it hard.
Imagine him trying to, when the child gets older, trying to explain it. It's like, look, there's actually a formula, your name. You know, I'll sit you down and explain it one day and, you know, go through this whole whiteboard full of things, exactly what your name means.
And then the kid's like, why couldn't you just call me John?
Or whiteboard, what? I would have stuck with that. Another good one as well, which you'd be pretty outraged about this, you can't name your child in Australia after one of America's biggest rock bands, Metallica. You can't name your child Metallica. The dream's over, Brad. I'm sorry.
Is that because they've got it trademarked or something? I know they're very...
Maybe.
Very
well, you saw
that
effort they went to when they had that Napster thing years ago.
Yeah.
So
Lars is very protective of Metallica's intellectual property.
A few of those ones are a bit like, oh, okay, that's a bit of a bummer. But there's other names you like. Well, obviously, you wouldn't name your child like that. One of them is Cyanide. That one's been banned.
Right, okay.
I can't imagine why you want to name your child Cyanide.
I've seen girls whose names are Cyan. Like, I've met a girl when I was teaching. One of the students was Cyan.
Surely her nickname was Cyanide. But the kids wouldn't have been that.
I don't know.
Surely,
I don't know.
Another one, A-N-U-S.
Okay, sure.
That one's fair enough. Another one that's on here as well is a whole bunch of letters. It starts with BRF. It's like XXC, and it's got like someone's just fallen on a keyboard with letters and numbers. So apparently there must have been some sort of discrepancy filling out a form back in the day with that one. They said that's just too much effort.
Sound like Roman numerals or something.
We're going to ban that one. And also the crowning jewel of a name that's banned in Australia, of course, Lucifer.
Right, okay.
Can't name your child Lucifer as well.
And yet you can name your kid Corona. Apparently that's all right.
Work that one out. Yeah. Hey, either way, you know, if you ask my mum, I think that was probably my name between the ages of 0 and 5 was definitely Lucifer.
All right.
But I had to stop her and say, listen, mum, just call me 665. I swear to God, I'm not that bad.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
FabFit officially begins today, all about getting healthy, getting back in shape. If you fell off the wagon over Christmas and New Year's, you know, a lot of people, they do the New Year's resolution and some people set themselves up to fail. I think we talked a while back in the show about how the 19th of January...
That's the fail date.
...is called Quitter's Day because a lot of people that set their New Year's resolutions, they do sort of set themselves up to fail. They just go, right, I'm going to go cold turkey and all the snacks and I'm just going to like punish myself physically when it comes to the exercise. Well, with FabFit, it's just about increasing your movement and eating healthier if you can.
Yeah, I've already got the movement, just the healthy eating part I've been missing for a while. So that's
But hang on.
We got rid of all the stuff.
Do you have the movement? How many steps are you doing a day?
Oh, no, I don't do steps. I just lift heavy things.
Oh, right,
from A to B, and that's it.
So I try to get my step count up a bit, but they say 10,000 steps a day is what you should be aiming for, which sounds like a lot to me. That sounds like, what am I going to Mordor to throw a ring in a volcano?
I'm training for the Olympics.
Can't the Eagles just carry me? Why do I have to walk?
Yeah.
But yeah, 10,000 steps a day is what you should be aiming for.
Yeah.
You can, of course, register them on powerfmbigabay.com.au, but you and I decided to take it to the next level and find out just how bad things are for us. So we went to United Fitness Studio in Bega on Friday.
Yep.
And we got the help of Sean and Laura there, and they popped us on a machine. It basically measures everything. You stand on this sort of, it's like a scale, but you hold these things in your hands.
Yeah, these little nunchuck-looking things, like from the Wii or the PlayStation, the VR.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
I thought I was about to play a bit of Mario Tennis or something. And then 30 seconds later, it spits out this printout. And now the time has come to compare how we're going. Like, because this is the start of the journey, of course, so we're not expecting great results because we haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, well, after my printout, this promotion's called Feb Fit, right?
Yeah.
Mine's going to be February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September Fit. I'm not even joking because it spits out all these statistics and stuff, and it's got me for time to control my body fat, 29.6 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's a little longer than the month.
It's
saying I'm going to need 10 and a half weeks, and I've got to lose 5.3 kilos to control my body fat.
I'm 14.8 to control my body fat.
Oh, right.
I'm just a big ball of blubber floating around, moving around the surface.
You have had a lot of Japanese whalers.
Yeah, it's finally catching up with me.
Making calls. The thing I was most pleased with, though, like I got a fitness score of 70 out of 100. That's not too bad.
Yeah, I got 66.
That's not too shabby. But my age, my biological age, was dead on what my actual age is.
That's pretty good. It's like I was playing the Wii with the nunchucks. Usually when I play the Wii, I do the Wii Fit. It's like my age is like 70 or 80, like really old. Right. This one, yeah.
It comes back saying you have osteoporosis.
It says RIP. That's what it says on the screen. But for me, my actual age is 34, turning 35 in a couple of months. It says my bio age with this printout, I'm 37.
No. It could be worse though. You know, 37 is not too bad.
It could be. I'd be like, okay, I'm looking for like the shiny good parts of it. But I actually have my old scan when I did a fitness challenge with United Fitness before the pandemic hit, and it turns out I've put on like 2 kilos since then.
Oh, really?
I've been going to the gym 3 days a week for over a year.
It seems like you've been going enough, maybe. I don't know.
The eating part. It's definitely the eating part. I'm looking at the numbers going, aw.
We're looking for some inspiration, though. Are you someone that went on a fitness journey like we're about to embark on, and you just knocked it out of the park?
Yeah, give us some motivation. Give us some feel-good stories.
Tell us, like, you know, maybe you lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Or maybe you hit the gym that hard or got into the fitness that much that you ended up, like, running a marathon or like, being in one of those bodybuilding competitions or something.
Exactly.
You know, we'd love to hear from you. 1-300-92-1250. Give us a call. We're looking for inspirational stories of fitness journeys.
Yeah, people smashing their goals.
Mm.
People letting us know, all right, I started this with a goal and I smashed it out of the park. That's what it's all about.
Luke from Bega's giving us a call. Morning, Luke. What was your fitness journey? What did you do?
So I started a couple of years ago and was 98 kilos and jumped on a health and wellness program my mate got me up to and ran at it and smashed through my goals. In my first 30 days, I lost 8 kilos. And then in 60 days, I got down to my 15, which is sort of where I wanted to get to. Since then, I've built a heap of lean muscle and, looking and feeling my best.
Cut from stone, they say.
Not quite.
I was going to say, how shredded are you?
Not very.
What was the hardest part for you, the exercise or the eating right? Which one was...
Oh, look, to start with, my first 60 days, I didn't really do any exercise and lost some weight. Play a little bit of netball, twilight netball on Tuesday nights, but that was about the only exercise I was doing. The rest of it was all just good nutrition and this awesome system we do. So, yeah. That's sort of about it. But now I'm jumping into my home gym. I've got an old gym set up at home, so jumping into that. So that's obviously a little bit hard every morning getting up, but, you know, you've got to do it if you want the gain.
He's got the right mantra as well. He's got everything.
Yeah. Got to get up every morning and worship at the Temple of Iron if you want to get swole. That's what I say.
That's exactly right.
It's my life motto.
Getting up's the hardest part.
I can attest to that, that's for sure, mate. Well, thanks for sharing when you smash your fitness goals out of the park with us, Luke. Well done.
Yeah, no worries. If anyone's interested, I've got an Instagram page that anyone can check it out. It's follow_this_crew.
Oh, okay.
If anyone's keen to check it out, go and have a look.
Yeah, we'll do.
No worries.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Marriage proposals. Some people really make a big, extravagant occasion of it, and this is what 38-year-old Chris Tossage tried to do. He wanted to pop the question to his 25-year-old girlfriend, Britt. And so he decided to take their marriage proposal to the next level, Hutsy.
The 38-year-old proposing to 25-year-old Brit with ring in hand and her parents' approval on the level 1 escalators at Myer City Centre.
Is there some sort of romantic Is there some sort of backstory? Or
there is a backstory to it, yeah. Like, obviously, a lot of pressure normally with a marriage proposal. I imagine that pressure is even more intense when you're trying to do it during the very short escalator ride.
You've only got a short amount of time.
That's right.
Get it together.
And you got people trying to push past, you know, like you got to stay to the left side of the escalator to do your marriage proposal. So those people that are always in a hurry who want to like jog up the escalator, like they're doing FebFit every day of the week. So yeah, for them, it was a very special moment, especially for Brit. She was like,
I had no idea until after I'd opened my eyes and looked down. He's down on one knee and the box was open.
Obviously, she puts a lot of trust in her now fiance, Chris. Closing your eyes on an escalator.
That's like, that's running the gauntlet, my friend.
It is.
That's what that is.
Because, you know, you still have those flashbacks to when you were a kid, when your mum or your dad would say to you, like, make sure you jump off at the end, otherwise you'll get sucked into the escalator.
You get skinned, like itchy and scratchy or something.
Even now, I'm always like waiting for the end. Like, you go up or down an escalator, you're like, and now. You know what I mean? It's like I'm jumping onto a moving train or something. It's always like that. And like you said, yeah, the reason why they had this proposal on the escalator was all because that is where they shared their first kiss.
Aww. We were just going up the escalators there and we looked into each other's eyes and gave each other a nice kiss.
I think this was more meaningful than anything else that he could have done.
I suppose.
First escalator ride ever? Is that what they're saying on Facebook?
That's what they're saying, yeah. You know, obviously they were in Meijer at the time doing a bit of shopping and, you know, 3 years ago on the escalators, they decided to seal the deal with a kiss. The smell of the perfume section was in the air. Now, when they had the marriage proposal, the smell of hand sanitizer was in the air.
Exactly right.
The escalators are constantly being cleaned.
He set the bar pretty high there. Meijer's not cheap these days.
No,
that's
true.
Pretty expensive for a first, you know, sort of a date.
Yeah. But, yeah, she did say yes. So now, of course, they're going to get their wedding organised. Meijer's actually offered to help them out with this.
Oh, cha-ching.
As you'd expect. So no wedding date as of yet. But, you know, given that they had their marriage proposal on the escalator there, Hutsy, I can only imagine that maybe their wedding night will be held in Meijer.
Possibly.
Maybe this song will be playing during the wedding night. Like,
why not?
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.